got a question. Ask a lawyer. Ask a lawyer. A question about custody or a shitty neighbor. Ask a lawyer. Ask a lawyer.
Ian Sneddon, partner with Cohen Hiley Lawyers, is here with us. We've got a call ready for you here. This is Mike. Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. I just got a question here for Ian.
Ian's right here. Say hi to him.
How's it going, Ian?
Good. It's going well. And what is your question?
Well, my question is, are there any legal ramifications of just quitting a job without the 2 weeks' notice? I got a couple good offers for much better pay and better hours, but I like the job, and I don't want to leave the guy hanging. But I have to leave tomorrow, basically.
Wow.
Did you just quit live on the air?
I mean, not quite.
What kind of industry are you in? Construction, trades? What's going on here?
Construction.
Yeah. Well, Ian, go ahead, but I think if you're not on a contract, you're probably fine.
Well, yeah, so there is, I don't know whether you're an independent contractor or an employee, and there's a difference, but even in the worst case scenario, if you sign a contract that says you have to give a certain amount of notice, which both the employer and the employee have to do, the reality is that if you haven't been there very long and you were to quit on short notice, it's very unlikely the employer is going to pursue you. But that would be the claim, is if your contract says you're supposed to give a month's notice or something like that, you only give, you give zero notice, then they could pursue you, but I've never really seen it.
Well, it sounds like Mike's given 1 day notice.
Yeah, it's pretty short notice.
It's going to be
it's
going to be a 1 hour notice, maybe.
Offers. I'm already on my way in for the day, so kind of stuck for the day anyway.
Well, it's probably a small industry, depending where you live. So just be careful about burning a bridge. I mean, legally, it's probably not a big deal. But if this next employer screws you over, you can't come back with your hat in your hand and be like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
That's true. Very true.
Okay, well, it's going to be an interesting day at the office for Mike if his boss is listening right now.
I'll let you know.
All right, Mike. Good luck, buddy.
Cheers. Thank you.
I have a question for you. We were talking about this story earlier. In Bangkok, a woman on one of the moving sidewalks, you know, like the escalator, got her leg sucked into the machine, and they had to amputate her leg. If that thing happened in Toronto, let's say it happened to me at Pearson Airport, how much are we suing for?
Well, leg gone?
Leg is amputated. Yeah, it got stuck in there. It was obviously, you know, something that should not happen, and it did happen, and now I don't have a leg.
So I know this much. There's a chart in personal injury. This is the area of law we're talking about, saying how much an ear is worth, how much a hand is worth, how much a nose.
Come on.
Everything. Why do I picture it drawn by Al Jaffe?
Yeah. But it also depends on what you do. So let's say you lost your arm and you're a starting pitcher in the major leagues making $25 million a year.
Right.
You're going to have a bigger claim than somebody who just loses their arm and doesn't play any sports.
Or like Shakira, she gets her hips insured or something like that.
Well, she'd have a good chance in court because everyone knows those hips don't lie.
Oh, she wouldn't have to put those hips on the Bible.
Right. Doesn't have to testify.
Nope.
We believe the hips.
Case closed.
So what you're telling me is if I'm going to get something stuck in a moving sidewalk at the airport, it should be my throat.
Like, your money maker. Right.
I want to lose my voice. If we're if we're going looking at the chart, going for the biggest settlement.
That would probably be true, yes.
Do you have any idea what the leg is?
No,
what
I
the going rate for a leg is?
Dude, you got to say $5 million. Yeah, when it's at airport?
If you contact Lucy Lee over at Cohen Hiley, she'll know that.
She has the chart hanging on the wall of her office?
Well, I'm not so sure whether she has a chart hanging in her office, but you'll be able to access it pretty quickly.
It's Ask a Lawyer here with Ian Sneddon from Cohen Hiley. 1-833-TAZ and Jim is our number. That's 1-833-829-6546. We'll take some more calls coming up.
You're listening to